Our demand is simple, loud and clear to every sane Ugandan. We are asking for an explanation as to how the government deployed our forces in South Sudan without consulting and obtaining a parliamentary resolution as required by Article 210 of our Constitution. The mission might have been good, noble, and important, but it is a constitutional requirement that you must inform Parliament. He never informed the Parliament. We want to know, and we demand to know, how many of our children have died in South Sudan. Two, how many of our soldiers have been deployed in South Sudan, and for how long? Because it would appear we might be there forever.
But isn't the president, the executive, supposed to take action to protect Ugandans irrespective of where they are? UPDF were deployed to protect and evacuate Ugandan citizens. And you are well aware of this. And some of his supporters are saying this is just a publicity stunt that you are trying to pull.
Actually, the president is adopting that publicity stunt because he thinks we shall be sympathetic. And indeed, we are deeply sympathetic to our people who are dying in South Sudan. What we're talking about is a constitutional procedure. The president, I agree, and I have the same duty to protect Ugandans wherever they are. But we could have a duty to protect the Constitution and to follow the Constitution. The framers of our Constitution knew that there would be emergencies requiring deployment of our forces outside the borders. And they set those constitutional parameters to be complied with. Ugandans entrusted President Museveni with this responsibility and entrusted us with the responsibility as Parliament to safeguard the interests of Ugandans. And our questions, our demands are legitimate and simple. One, why did you deploy without authority of Parliament as required by the Constitution? Very simple. The second, how many people have you deployed? For how long are they going to remain there? And what is our mission? Because we have seen deployment before in DR Congo without parliamentary approval. And we've been losing soldiers. And we do not know. We must know in specific terms what are our interests, the political, economic and social interests, apart from good neighborliness, apart from rescuing our sons and daughters who may be dying or who may be faced with death in South Sudan, we must know the broader and long-term political interest and objective in South Sudan, because the next thing we saw after deploying our forces was the president threatening Riek Machar with pulling him out of the bush, which is not our political, economic or social interest to interfere with the internal affairs of the government of South Sudan.
But Honorable Segona, every Ugandan has seen in the media the evacuation of Ugandan citizens hitherto trapped in various parts of the country. Isn't this proof enough that what the president is saying has a basis, protecting Ugandans first and then think about answering your questions later?
Ugandans are protected in accordance with their constitution. Ugandans made a constitution and handed it unto themselves. And the constitution requires, first, allows the president to deploy outside the borders. And two, requires the president to get a parliamentary resolution. We had not gone for recess. If we had gone for recess, we could even be recalled for that particular purpose. All we are demanding is that respect this constitution, respect institutions, respect the country. That's the first segment. The second segment is, it's not actually true, as you said, that every Ugandan has been in the media. No, some of us have not been in the media. We've been following. You do not even know that President Museveni has dressed some soldiers in civilian clothes and displayed them as the people evacuated from the Sudan. We still have our people who are trapped up in the Sudan. We have people who have privately moved from the Sudan back to Uganda using lorries, you know, and walking. So we want the president to tell us how many and which people he has rescued from the Sudan. You're going to find that some of those people that have been masquerading as beneficiaries of the scheme are actually his soldiers he displayed.
How many parliamentarians are demanding these answers from the president? How many of you and who are in the opposition and who are in his ruling party?
Countless. You only had a sample of 6 members of parliament holding the press conference, but we are many, we are numerous. Says that some of these are upcountry in their constituencies during this festive season. We are numerous. Even one person is enough, is sufficient, is empowered and required to make a constitutional demand. And we're only making a constitutional demand. We have a legitimate and genuine interest that we want the president to explain. Why do you think he's not explaining? All those good, beautiful things that you're telling me should be coming from the president. We actually demanded that Parliament be recalled to discuss this crisis, because we are risking Ugandans by threatening to intervene or to interfere in an internal conflict.